Hej och välkommen till Swedish Lessons, your shortcut to the Swedish language. Vi ska prata svenska, we are going to speak Swedish, vi ska prata svenska. And we are going to continue on the same track as in last episode, where we were introducing the concept of nouns in Swedish being connected to either of the two words, en or ett. So every noun in Swedish will be connected to the word en or ett when you want to say a or a. So should we start with repeating something from last episode? We can say a dog. So do you remember how to say a dog? You need to remember first the word a and then the word dog. So take your time and say it out loud. How would you say in Swedish the word, oh sorry, the two words, a dog? En hund. Very good. Bra. Now, a dog is an animal. And an animal is also something that we learned in last episode. An animal. So I want you to say now the two words an animal. And then again, you need to know if animal is connected to the first or the second word or group. So take your time and say it out loud when you know it. And as always, pause the podcast if you need more time. How would you say in Swedish the two words, an animal? Ett djur. Mycket bra. Very good. Mycket is very in another way than jättebra. Well, they mean the same thing, but it's another way of saying jättebra. Mycket bra. Can you say that? Mycket bra. Mycket bra. Very good. Mycket means a lot. So sometimes I'm just going to say some Swedish expressions to make you hear them. So as you can tell now, a dog and an animal, those are connected to en versus ett. And each noun in the Swedish language will be connected to one of these two. And if you want to know which one, there is not like a rule to learn. It's just that you are supposed to learn this in the same time when as you learn the new vocabulary. So, well, difficult would some people say, or not difficult would some people say, because it's not a rule that you need to understand. There are no logics, really. So these groups are not like in, well, the words are not divided in a logical way, I would say. If you would have to make a guess and you have like, oh, it's 50-50, I would say, I should have checked out if there are any statistics, but I'm quite sure that the N word is more common than the ett word. So if you need to make a guess, I would go for N, okay? So that is a bit more common. But we are gonna say some words in Swedish right now and some new words. And I thought we could talk about fruits. So first of all, I will teach you the words a fruit. And as we are now talking about nouns, I will always say en or ett when I teach you a new noun, a thing, because you will always have to know if it is supposed to be en or ett something in Swedish. So that's why you have to, well, so to say, learn two words at a time. But should we learn the words a fruit? Okay, let's go. So the words a fruit are pronounced like this. En frukt. Can you say that? En frukt. Frukt. Very good. So, fruit is frukt and a fruit is en frukt. This means that the word fruit is connected to the word en. So you will never say ett frukt, you will always say en frukt. So they belong together. Frukt is in, so to say, the en group. Now, should we learn
excuse me. Should we take a fruit that is an apple? An apple. The word apple is quite similar in English and Swedish, and it's pronounced like this. Ett äpple. Ett äpple. Can you say that? Ett äpple. Very good. Ett äpple. So as you can hear, äpple means apple, and an apple is pronounced ett äpple. This has nothing to do with the English words or un. The un sound or the un word is just because apple starts with a vowel, but English is not my mother tongue, so I will let you explain this to me instead of me explaining it to you. But in Swedish, we say an apple. Well, do you remember? How would you say in Swedish the two words an apple? Ett äpple. Can you say that? Ett äpple. Very good. And once again, how would you say in Swedish a fruit? En frukt. En frukt. Bra. Now, you can make a sentence if you say an apple is a fruit. And the word is, we were learning in the end of last episode. It's really short. Would you try to go through that sentence slowly and see if you can remember all the words? And if you don't, no worries. I will tell you soon. But take your time and try to say the sentence in Swedish. How would you say an apple is a fruit? Ett äpple är en frukt. Ett äpple är en frukt. Bra. Now, a short comment about pronunciation. The word is in Swedish is pronounced är, and it's spelled a with two dots above it, ä, and the consonant r, r. Now, when we speak Swedish in everyday conversations, we will, as always, make it a little bit more fluent, a little faster perhaps, and we will not always pronounce every single letter. This is also the case in the word är, is är. So very, very, very often we will, instead of är, say something like ä, ä, ä. Can you say that? Ä, yeah. So when I speak Swedish normally and I want to say an apple is a fruit, I will say it like this. Ett äpple är en frukt. En frukt. En frukt. Can you hear that? It's like I'm just saying ä and then en frukt. So it's very common to get rid of the R sound and just say ä and like glue it very closely to the next word. So can you try to do that? How would you say in Swedish that whole sentence? An apple is a fruit. Ett äpple är en frukt. Ett äpple är en frukt. Bra. I know this is not like a science podcast. Then it would be very basic science. It's a language podcast. Now, a banana is also a fruit, right? So how would you say in Swedish a banana? It's not very complicated, actually. Please listen to me and try to say after. A banana in Swedish is pronounced like this. En banan, en banan. Can you say that? En banan. So how would you say in Swedish that whole sentence? A banana is a fruit. En banan är en frukt. En banan är en frukt. Can you say that? Bra. Now, finally, I would like you to learn a word to make that sentence even more nuanced and even more decorated. So, should we not take the word also to be able to say a banana is also a fruit? We can use the same order of the words, but we need to learn the new word
also. I think it's new in the podcast at least. Anyways, listen to me as I say it out loud and please say after. The word also in Swedish is pronounced like this. Också. Också. Can you say that? Också. Very good. So we will now use också in a sentence. And I would like you to use the same order of the words as in English, but switch the words into Swedish. So the sentence is going to be, a banana is also a fruit. Take your time and say it out loud. How would you say in Swedish, a banana is also a fruit? En banan är också en frukt. Or a little bit more fluently. En banan är också en frukt. Can you say that? En banan är också en frukt. Very good. So I think you're doing a good job. We are speaking Swedish and making sentences. So that's what Sweezy is all about. Thank you all for today. Looking forward to next time. Ha det bra. Hej då. Sweetie.